Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode. It's gonna be just me, and I'll be just showing you some things that I like to do, and I'll be teaching you a couple of things, like how to research things you want to do, how to make a fidget toy. So let's get right into it.
Hi, I'm Augustina.
Hi, and I'm Benjamin.
And you're listening to the Talk Show Podcast for Kids.
So the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to teach you how to research things you want to do. Like for example, DIY crafts, hairstyles, things on your computer, anything really. But before you do anything, ask your parents. If you can search on Google, Pinterest, YouTube, all those websites that I'm going to mention in today's podcast. And one last thing, you can follow me on Pinterest as my username is AgusCraft123, and again, AgusCraft123. That's where you can follow me on Pinterest. So the first thing you want to do is come up with an idea that you want to research and find out how to do. If you don't have any ideas and you want to do something, you can search up, for example, DIY hairstyles or DIY crafts. DIY crafts for kids, which are much easier to do. Also, you want to find the right word choice. For example, if you put hairstyles, it will just probably show you a bunch of pictures. If you put hairstyles easy, it'll show you a bunch of easier. You can put hairstyles for weddings or hairstyles for Christmas. Maybe you want to get specific to find the best results. The second thing you want to do is gather your supplies. And don't go crazy if you don't have one thing. Try to substitute it for the best thing that you have. And try to see if you have all the things before doing it. And I suggest watching the video one or two times before actually finding all the things. And you can always ask your mom or a parent for help when needed to find things. For example, maybe you don't have balloons in your room, but ask your mom if she has any left over from a birthday party. Okay, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you how to make a fidget toy. I've been really, really into fidget toys, and I'm going to teach you one that is kind of like a poppet somehow, but all you do is you press it down, and it feels like slime. It just feels really, really good. So all you're going to need is a broken balloon, because I know the ones, like the fidget toys you make, like this one with beads, this is the one I made. Extra loud so you can hear it. And over here is an air one. And they will eventually pop, and don't be afraid. Or they will run out of air, so they'll just deflate. And if you put a knot on it, you can't change that. So here's a way to use broken balloons, I guess. And so you're gonna need a balloon, a plastic cup. And it's not the ones they use in like birthday parties that are easily breakable. Try to use something a little thicker, so it's a lot sturdier when you play with it. And then you're gonna add a rubber band. I'm using an elastic right here, you know, the ones that you put in your hair. That's fine too. And if you don't have a rubber band, you can always use some like string or anything like that. And I put the balloon on top of it. I grab the rubber band, and so it doesn't fall off, and voila. And you can do for a big one or a small one, and there you go. Have a bunch of fun playing with it, and trust me, it's gonna feel amazing. Also, a little story. I have the FSA, the writing FSA, and in one hand, I think Thursday, and one hand I had a little fidget toy that turned, and it wasn't even soft. It's like really, really hard. Look. I hope you can hear that. There, I'm banging. There, that's it. And it was clenched, and I mean clenched in my left fist while I was writing, and I didn't even realize for half the FSA until I finished it, and I looked at my hands to see how like bad they were, because after writing a cold write or my hands are usually like really, really red, especially my right one. And I looked at my left one, and I saw the prints of my fidget toy, and I was like, really? Next FSA, I'm bringing a softer one. next week, I have a new competition called Leap, and I'm here to ask Alexa if she thinks I'm going to win. Alexa, what are my odds of winning anything in my next ballet competition?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Thank you, Alexa.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Talk Show for Kids.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Bye!
Talk to you later!